The chief executive officer of BP will appear before Congress today. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander joining us live now with a look. And Jerry, this is not expected to be anything close to a pleasant exchange, is it?
No, there's no question that Tony Hayward is going to come under some really, really sharp questioning. The committee chair basically said he's going to be sliced and diced. And let's face it, there's no love lost for BP right now up here on Capitol Hill. It's going to be a rough go.
And you could see where this sets up some potential for lawmaker grandstanding. I mean, lawmakers who want to appear to be tough on this, who perhaps we haven't heard a lot from to date, using this day to sort of make their mark.
You could see that. But, you know, this is such a serious issue. And it's now been going on for 8 months. For 8 weeks. That the lawmakers here realize that this is a time where they really have to deal with very, very tough issues. They've got to channel their constituents' anger, and just the gross unhappiness that people have with the way this has played out, especially since there are now new numbers that show BP knew the spill was much worse than it originally let on. So people are just going to be exceedingly unhappy that, in essence, they've been misled by BP throughout this whole thing. And that doesn't make for happy lawmakers when they're told one thing at one time and then they found out that the person knew something totally different and didn't tell them.
And I suspect we're likely to see a very different Tony Hayward than we have in the past, one who's perhaps a bit more forthcoming, apologetic, and won't be making references to wanting his life back, huh?
No. He realizes that, that was a terrible mistake. Right off the bat, he says, look, this shouldn't have happened. We're very sorry for it. I mean, that's in his first sentence. At least trying to appear contrite as he goes before the panel. But he knows he's in for a rough time. I mean, let's face it, 2 days ago, you had the head of BP America basically told by a Louisiana congressman that he ought to contemplate, Harry Keery. I mean, people are upset. And, Tony Hayward may not be the person who was responsible for this, but he's the face of the company, and he's going to have to take the heat.
Obviously, people want to see this dialogue happen. Above and beyond that, what is the purpose behind this hearing? Is it ultimately to come up with new legislation to make sure things like this don't happen again? I mean, how is this information used after the fact?
Well, number one, this committee is looking at more than just this this one accident. I mean, they see other accidents that BP has been involved in different places, and they want to see exactly what's going on and why this company's had these problems. And, they released a report a couple of days ago that said they saw five instances where, in their view, BP cut corners to save time or money on this project. And then there's a question of whether or not, and they did, in the committee's view, compromise safety in doing it. And so, yeah, down the road, while, some people may say, look, they just got him up there to, take shots at him. I mean, there's the serious issue here of being able to drill safely offshore. And the accidents occurring there, just have to be prevented. You had oil company officials who basically said, look, we wouldn't have drilled this well that way. And so if the oil industry is distancing itself from BP and you've got a company, that's basically out there on its own, lawmakers want to see what it's doing that's different from everybody else and try to make sure that everything happens safely.
Associated Press White House correspondent Jerry Bodlander, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And still ahead here on Delaware's Morning News, your next driver's license and how you'll go about getting it. That story is on the way.
WDEL News Time 736.